So, would you like to introduce yourself and what you do as a job?
Sure. My name is Maren Bacon. I'm a registered nurse. Currently, I work at the Hayward Area Memorial Hospital. My primary role is as an OB nurse in labor, delivery, and postpartum. But I also float to MedSurg and ER and a few of the other departments when OB is slower.
Sounds like something that's very helpful to the doctors when they need you there. Could you tell me about a bit more about your job and how COVID has made it more difficult?
So since COVID has been in our community, our hospital has constantly been changing protocols and learning better how to manage and treat these patients. For me, I've seen that we have to allow a lot more time as far as we have to wear the PPE, so we have to put on a special mask, N95s, the surgical mask over, goggles or a face shield, a gown and gloves. We have to don this every time we go into a room that has a COVID patient and then doff it or take it off when we're done. Sometimes we also wear the PAPRs that are a battery pack that blows air through a tube up your back into a hood. And those are nice that they give you more air to breathe, but they're hot and it's very hard to hear. So assessing a patient is more difficult. Typically we use the N95s if we have to go in and listen to breath sounds, and then the PAPR when we're in there for extended periods of time. It's a time issue. So say a patient has an emergency, they fell on the floor or something, it takes a lot more time to get to them. And then we have to have another extra staff because we have to have somebody doing some running for us, getting us supplies and stuff when we're in the room. Things come up that you're not always prepared for, but instead of having to come in and out of the room so many times, we like to have an extra person that can run for us to get those things. It takes a lot more planning of staffing, where these patients are located in the building. We try to group them together, but in OB, we only have one negative pressure room. So sometimes we have to go start in there when we don't know if they're COVID. And then once we find out they're negative, then we move them so we have it available for when we do get a positive person.
In case anybody's unsure about this, would you like to explain briefly what a negative pressure room is?
A negative pressure room is designed so that people in that room are exposed less to the COVID. It takes out the air. It has to have a ventilation system. We put a fan in the window, and then it also has to have a vent, so things are vented out to the outside. A regular room would not have that, and the germs would be in the air, and you'd be exposed more. So we had to make several rooms. Right now we're converting most of our med-surg rooms into those negative pressure rooms. And for OB, we've only done one so far because we have construction workers on the outside of our department. And if we blow it out into the air, then they're more exposed. So there's so many things that you have to think about from so many different angles. That it just takes extra time, planning, training. We've had a lot of, every day there's more emails, and we've had to learn more things as far as like how to deal with a patient on a high flow oxygen, how to place a patient on his or her stomach and how to care for him that way. The new medications that have come with COVID, just a lot of different things that, you know, a year ago we didn't even think about. So always like changing, so you're never totally feel like you've accomplished and are competent in everything, because you're always having to learn new stuff. So it's challenging that way. And then I guess just the overall patient care is different, in that these patients don't have their families with them, and we gain a lot of information and support for that patient through their families. So we've had to up our communication technology, trying to, every day we have to make an attempt to contact the families and document that. So just a lot different type of nursing. And then eventually we are planning that we may have to do more like ICU nursing, and you know, that is something that we'll need even more training for. And then I think just the stress is increased overall, just because these patients are pretty sick. Mm-hmm. And we're working longer hours. Putting on and off that equipment all day is very tiring. And so overall, stress load is increased. So
sounds like a very delicate balancing act all around. Are there any other specific safety concerns that you have while doing the job?
I think we're always mindful, are we being as safe as we can, so that we don't contract the COVID, because we are going to be short-staffed. We already have people out, and then working short-staffed impacts safety too, because you know, not only we just can't do as much and we have to work overtime to fill in those gaps, and then when we're overworked and not getting as much rest, then there's potential for errors. So those are the things I see. Right now we have enough PPE. There was talk that, you know, and in the summer we had a harder time getting that, but right now we do have enough, but there's a lot of unknowns. So yeah.
So have you experienced anything with people that's really caused you a lot of frustration, or things that just didn't make a lot of sense with them?
Yeah, I guess the more we have contact with people that have COVID, that we see how it's impacted their lives and, you know, ultimately that have died from it. And then we go into the community, you know, grocery store, Walmart, and places, and people just are not following protocols that are recommended as far as mask wearing and distancing. It just, and then comments that are made that this is just a hoax, and it's frustrating. And I think most healthcare workers have felt that and wish that people, you know, could understand that this is not about them, it's about helping each other, and how can we abide by all the things that science is telling us so that we can help people live longer and deal with this.
So, what has been your greatest fear in your career or your life during the pandemic?
I think career-wise, it's just my fear is, are we gonna be able to give the care that we need to give? And so far our hospital hasn't been taxed as much as the bigger ones, but we feel it even here because we can't transfer a patient because those hospitals can't take any admissions. And so when you're in a profession of helping people and you just feel helpless, that's hard. As far as my life, I guess just fear that, you know, family or friends will not do well if they get it. I think ultimately think of your own mortality and all those things go through your mind. So. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a lot of concerns that you have to worry about. A lot of variables.
Yeah.
So, what has been your greatest hope as far as where we will go with this disease?
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I'm hopeful that we will find, through science, we'll find medicines that can help these people, that we will learn more about the disease. Vaccines, very, you know, we're really hoping that that will curtail some of this. And so I think science is promising, but it's something that we've never dealt with before. So hopefully, as they predict, we may have more pandemics in the future that we'll learn how to deal with this, how we'll learn how to deal with all the ramifications of it as far as you know, people's jobs and stability and people just learning how to work together and support each other. So hopefully it'll bring us closer. You know, I feel like I've made more contact with people that are my friends long distance than I ever did before. So I think there are some positives that I hope we'll just continue to do once this pandemic is over.
Yeah, overall there have been quite a few unexpected upsides to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, how do you think COVID will change the future of your industry?
I think that we will continue to have more telehealth clinic type things. And I think within the hospital, I think that we'll have telehealth. So when we can't transfer a patient, we'll be able to contact a facility that has higher standard of care and connect with doctors and staff there that can advise. And so I think that's a positive thing. I think we'll have more technology as far as communication with patients. The iPads, you know, we're using and I think that we will probably always, from now on, wear masks and goggles when we, you know, not the full PPE, but I think we'll be wearing more gear to try and prevent spread of viruses and bacteria. I think that I'm hopeful that our society will be in more of a prepare mode, that we will, you know, be thinking ahead and how we can stack up supplies and be ready for something in the future such as this. I think labs and pharmacies and all these things are gonna get better at time, you know, production of things. So I think there are quite a few ways that this will be a positive thing for healthcare.
All right, well, thanks a lot for your time. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate your input.
Yeah.